song right there. You know, religion's robbed a lot of people. That means that man's tradition, religious works, religious laws, that men think they have to keep to be saved. I was going to ask you a question tonight after reading this verse in the book of Isaiah 53, if you want to look at it. This is a great verses of scripture, the prophetic word of Isaiah, and seeing what God had already done in his own mind. And this is already done in the mind of God. And it literally came to pass in time. But in the eyes of God, he was already this. He is already a lamb slain before the world began. God foreordained it before the world began. God is a God of completion. That means that everything's complete in him and settled before there ever was a man. There was a Lord that laid down his life for a sinful man before there ever was one. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That's an amazing thought. It's deep, but he set it up. Because he would create a man named Adam. And he made him out of the dust of the ground. And he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And that man became a living soul. That man became the first man that we know of and what we have tonight, which is the truth. Thank God that Adam was the first man. And so he put him in a paradise and he gave him a commandment not to. He said, of all the trees of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is in the midst of the garden, in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. And you know the record. I'm not going to take a lot of time about it, but the woman was made from the man. She was taken out of the man and made a woman and was brought to the man and they become one flesh. Why? They came out of the one man. Out of the man God created, a woman came from him. She was in him. That's right. That's why you become one. And so this woman, who we know called Eve, was tricked by the devil. The man wasn't tricked. He knew the commandment and was responsible for the human race. And she took of the fruit and gave to the man, and he took, and sin came into the world. Everything Jesus did, he done it for man here to have him and forgive him and he would be his. The intentions, thank God, of the cross wasn't left up to me. It was left up to God in his son. He done it for me, but it was because God in Christ reconciled us to himself. The cross is the place of reconciliation. It's a place of compounding a difference that was between God and man because of the sin. Of man, God was going to use the cross, his son, to die for sin. God, every sacrifice in the Old Testament it dealt with sin. And there had to be a blood sacrifice, God, to atone for the sin of that man. Amen. Listen, the high priest went in the holy place one time a year for his sins and the sins of the people. He represented them, and everything was in that. And they it had to be that way because that was the way God set it up. And thank God when Jesus took his blood in heaven and appeared to God, before God for us and placed it on the mercy seat, everything relied on what he did. How could anybody think they had to do anything? How could you think tonight that you had to do anything to atone for what you did? Why would God trust a sinful man like me to make an atonement? Why would God trust a sinful man like me to do good enough, thank God, to go to heaven? There ain't nobody good tonight, and there's nobody perfect, amen, that could fulfill what God set up, amen, as his standard and justice, amen, that man that sins will die, and there must be a payment for sin tonight. And brethren, it wasn't but one that could pay for it. Thank God that God would accept tonight, and that would be himself. And that's the only thing God accepts. But listen, in verse 7, this is what it says. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. He willfully took that. If you see this tonight, it had to be love, because there would be no other purpose that God would do that for me or you if he had not loved us to do it. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So thank God, demonstrated that, amen, by dying for us, amen, but he went through, amen, suffering. He went through affliction, oppression, everything. Not only, listen, thank God, not only what he suffered in his body, amen, what he suffered mentally, amen, what he suffered as a man, thank God, on the cross, to take the severe punishment that God put on him. That's right. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame tonight to think that anybody could attain salvation by anything that they do. That's a shame. There's nobody in here or nobody in this world that could attain salvation by anything they could do. Notice this. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth. He didn't say nothing. He went without saying anything. Why? But listen, he come to do the will of God. He opened not his mouth. He submitted to the... Amen. Thank God he submitted to them. Amen. That came. Thank God and took him. Amen. And hung him on a cross. He, God himself, submitted to my friend, them that crucified. He submitted himself to them for the purpose of God and for us. Two things Jesus died. Reason he died. He died for us, the will of God, and he died for sinners. That's what he died. He gave himself. Notice what it says here. I want to get to this. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Look up the word slaughter sometime. This will help you. If you can get in your soul what I'm preaching tonight. Amen. He was a lamb brought to the slaughter. He was helpless. A lamb's a helpless creature. You ever been to a slaughterhouse? Them animals don't know, but he knew. He knew before he ever came in the world what he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, let this cup pass. Let this cup pass. But nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. He knew the cup was going to come and he had to drink that would suffer for sin once, but it would be a terrible, horrible suffering that this would be. And he had, listen, as a man Christ in the garden praying to the Father, brethren, listen, he prayed that the cup would pass, amen, but he knew it was not the will of God, amen. That's why he said, not my will, but thine be done. He prayed it, thank God, listen, he, my friend was in agony, that agony in my friend of prayer, thank God, knowing what was facing him, amen, and listen, he said his sweat became as great drops of blood, amen, in the garden, friend, everything, listen, the victory, if I can use it like this, was won, thank God, in the garden in his prayer time. After that, thank God, they came to get him, and he knew what he was going to have to go through.
Yes, sir, amen.
That's right. I want to ask you a question. The word slaughter there means massacred. His visage was marred. Visage is the appearance of his face. He was beaten. He was, I mean, massacred. Can I ask you tonight, is that enough? Is him being massacred enough? I mean, why would we as people that's such, my friend, sinful creatures, think that that wouldn't be enough? Is this enough to deliver me from my guilt? Is this enough to deliver me from my sin? Is this enough to please the Father? Is this enough? Thank God that this man Christ was massacred, beaten. His visage was beyond recognition. His body was torn, my friend, by the nails that was put in his hands and in his feet. Is that enough? What else would it take tonight for a man to come to him? For a man to see his love? For a man to see that all his sin was placed upon him? Amen. Every sin was put upon him and he had to bear it. The word says he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. He had to bear it. He had to take the punishment for it. It was God's wrath upon his own son, amen, for sin. He had to judge it. Them animals were judged as sacrifices. Amen, they slew them. Amen, took the blood and sprinkled the blood on the altar and then took it into the mercy. God put it on the mercy seat. Amen, everything he did, thank God, was for us. That's the only way he could have us, as he had to die for us. He had to take our sin and be punished for it. Amen. God punished him for our sin. That's why he does it. Notice this. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. How could you look at it any other way that he done that because he loved you? He had no sin. There was no guileless mouth. He never had sin. He was the perfect son. He was the perfect Lamb of God. He was the perfect one. Amen. How could you look at it either way? Amen. Listen, brother tonight, he was without sin, but he became, was made sin. Made sin. Now listen, we're talking about the God-man. We're talking about one that was holy. Holy. That took our sin. In other words, God says, I'm going to send my son into the world to become a man like Reuben.
that the only way I can save him is become like him. I'm not going to sin, but I'm going to take on the flesh. I'm going to go through every temptation. I'm going to go through the trials and the temptation. Everything he goes through, I'm going to go through. I'm God. He was God. Jesus said he could look at anybody and say, me and the Father are one. Yeah. When you see me, you see me. I am him. But then, be willing to become completely sin.
Yeah.
Can I say he became the sin offering? God himself become the sin offering.
Yeah.
The God that's holy could have put everybody in hell if he had wanted to and start a new race if you wanted to. Brother, that wasn't his plan. That wasn't what he set up. He set up for his son to come to this world and become us. Amen. And lay every sin upon himself and pay the price that he could have us. And that's what he did. And I'm telling you, how could it not be tonight, friend? It's the way it is. There ain't a man can do anything. Ain't God to save himself. He was massacred to save us tonight. Amen.
Look at this thing. Please the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. Talking about God has. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. The soul's an inward man. He give his soul everything. Everything. When they sacrifice the animal, they sacrifice the whole animal. That's right. He was them animals sacrificed. He was them that brother that atoned. For the sins, that's how they see it. Amen. Because the Old Testament was only a shadow and a type of things to come, and he was that. Amen. But it become reality. We don't live in types and shadows. We live in the dispensation of Son, the Son of God. That's how we live. Amen. Listen. Thank God he died for us. Amen. Listen. There's nothing else that can be done or will be done that God will accept tonight.
Amen.
That's the only thing. He said here, he said, he shall see his seed. He shall see his seed. Seed's life. Seed is in a man. Your seed brought forth your daughter. His seed is going to bring forth a son. His seed. Now listen to what he said. He said here on the cross, he shall see his seed. A man has to die to live. Seed in the ground has to die to live. It's got to die first before it brings forth life. His seed was, thank God, them. Amen. Listen, that he was purchasing.
Right.
Them that he was buying. Amen.
Sure.
Them, thank God, that would be his. Yeah. Amen. Listen, that was his seed. Yeah. That was his children. Yeah. Thank God, that was, amen, the one. Thank God, amen. He laid down his life for his friends. Amen. I'm sorry if you disagree with me, that's fine. I love you, and thank God I'll buy you a cup of coffee. But I'm just telling you this. He didn't die a random death and leave it up to you whether you want it or not. He died, thank God, amen, because he seen his seed. He seen what was the joy that was set before him. It was us. It was the believer. God, look at that, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him. There's joy in that child coming. Thank God, there's joy, thank God, in what brings forth. Thank God, through the cross, amen. The joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down the right hand of the throne of God. The cross was for a purpose. I want to say this. The blood of Christ is sufficient to save any sinner. It is.
It's sufficient. If I had knew him, they said if they'd known who he was, they would not have crucified him. Did a no come? I know and believe. That's right. I believe and know. That sounds good, don't it? He shall see. I'll pull that pocket off. Boy, it gets me stirred up, son.
That's right.
The faint brother, listen, if I'd been the only sinner, the only, and really, can I get down to it? I was the only sinner that I had to see. You, the only sinner you had to see. You, everybody's a sinner, but when it come down to soul salvation, you had to see your sin. You had to see you was a sinner. Amen. And this is what he done for you. Amen. Because you couldn't get out from underneath it. You couldn't be justified. Amen. In your own goodness. Amen. In your own works. It had to be a death. Amen. That the Father would accept. Amen. It had to be him. Thank God to pay the price for your sin. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Notice what he said here. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. What God, listen, he does, it pleased the Father to bruise him. Amen. But he does, and thank God, the pleasure of God, he does his own pleasure. Amen. Listen, he fulfilled his will. Thank God at the cross. But there's pleasure in it. Thank God, because it's going to save us. Amen. He had done what he... Listen, I love Psalm 115, verse 3. Our God is in the heavens. And he had done, Brother Todd, listen. It's called the mirror. He had done whatsoever he pleased. Buddy, I'm telling you tonight, son, if it ever knocked into your heart and got in your head, amen, thank God. And God in high gear in you to fail. Thank God to find out that he done it to please the Father, that he could be pleased. Thank God with the Son to have you because of the blood that was shed. Thank God he done it, amen, in you and for you. Thank God because he died for you. Amen, he died for you. And you understand the fact. Tonight the reason you know that is he made it known to you through the gospel that there's hope for the sinner and there's forgiveness for the sinner and there's peace for the sinner. Amen. There's salvation for the sinner and it all surrounds the cross. Thank God of him giving himself for the sinner. Any man that will believe you got to be baptized to get saved, I'm telling you, it's a sin against God. Water ain't never took away sin. The slaughter did. The blood did. Notice this. I'm about to. Verse 11. He shall see the travail of the soul. Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. There ain't nothing else that's got to be done for sin. He offered himself once for sin. One time. Once. They went every year and offered up sacrifices. Amen. This Lamb of God offered himself once. This one time. Amen. The Father was pleased with it once. There's no more sacrifice for sin. That's what he told the Hebrews. Hey, God, if you sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, amen, there remained no more sacrifice for sin. We ain't going to sacrifice him again. Hey, God, he's in heaven. Amen. At the right hand of the Father, ascended there and sat down with the right to because he finished the work. He gave up the ghost and he resurrected the third day, and 10 days later he was lifted up in his own power, set by the hand of God. And brother, he ever lives tonight, thank God, to make intercession on my behalf. Boy, I'm telling you what, tonight, Gentiles got in on that. Glory to God. Amen. That's better than ankle deep. That's right. That boy breaks on the ankle deep. Amen. He said, they waited out water. Amen. Good deed and good Lord. And he got water to swim in. Hey, man, I don't care, it's good to swim in the fact that he ever lived to make intercession.
Right.
And he saved us to the uttermost.
Right.
And that means a complete salvation in him. Because he bought it and paid for it, and it's yours.
Right.
Because he gave it to you. It is his, but it's yours. And it is our salvation, our gospel, because he gave it to us. But it's his. And everything's him. Everything's his. But he had to pay the price to get it. That's why you got treasure in you. Not the treasures of the world. Could you compare all the treasures of the world, what people look, long and look for, to what you got deposited within this temple? Ain't even no comparison. Amen. It ain't, Brother Todd. I want to say this when Brother Larry's up there today. Amen on that bacon. Amen. Listen. And I got to talking to him. Amen. He, I said, ain't it good to know you're saved? And he, this is the words he said. It is. That's all he said. It is. And I'm going to say it is. Amen. Listen, he didn't say, hey, God, would you go out and get my car? Amen. Would you go to my bank account? Amen. Would you get all my things and put them together? No. He just said it is. Amen. Why? I've got God in me. That's the only thing that matters when you die. That you've got God in you. Amen. But you'll never be able to have him. Hey, God, unless you see by the grace of God who he is and what he done for you.
That's right.
He said here, he sees the veil of his soul and shall be satisfied. That means God was satisfied. I want to say this again, no matter what and who preaches it, there's nothing else that needs to be done. It's already been done. My efforts tonight will only be ruled by his will that will atone or account for something. That's the only thing. Listen, I'm sorry, but this is the truth. You got in because he come after you. And because he had a claim on you to arrest you for the sin that you put on him. And he died for that sin. But you had to see that you was a guilty sinner. And that your sins what hung him there. And you're charged with it. What's justification do? It lifts the charge. You could be the dirtiest rotten criminal in the world. And the judge could say, let him go. That's basically what he done for us. I was as charged and guilty as a man could ever be. And so are you. You just got too much pride to admit it. Don't you ever think you better than anybody. And me included, buddy. They ain't nobody sitting in this church that sits on these pews that has any better goodness than anybody else. If there's any good about you, it'll be because of the grace of God in you. If you ever see yourself as a depraved, totally corrupt sinner, and God shows you how you are and what you're facing, it'd be like taking a man off death row that's as guilty. And somebody said, I'll take his death penalty, that you can let him go. That's exactly what Christ did. He became sin and took our death and took our punishment. Amen. That I could go free. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
What now? Where are we meeting for tonight? if it ain't about him. I can go for hoopla at a ball game. I like ball games. But it's only for the flesh and for a season. It don't never satisfy you. It makes you happy. I hate losing. You do too. I know y'all boys. But I'm telling you this, it don't satisfy you. It just says, I'm thank God I didn't lose. That's right. Brother, I'm talking about something that's as real to my heart tonight that he done for me on the inward man. Thank God he put the charge on his son. Amen. He took my place and died in my place. Amen. You take a man's head by the door of the death chamber and he said, no, you can go. Amen. Another man take his place. I'm telling you, thank God, brother, that man would be as happy as a man. Yeah. He'd say, why, I don't deserve it. That's right. And I didn't need it, but thank God he did it for me. Amen.
That's right.
This will knock the chip off of you right here. He said, the righteous servant and by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. That's right to Israel right there. But applied to us. He applied it to us. Every bit of that. Every Jew that don't believe in the Messiah, read that chapter to them. See what they say. Who is that? He hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from him. We didn't want him. We run from him. We didn't run to him. Why in the world are you sitting here tonight? Would it be because you were a pallbearer in 1990? And thank God in 1990? Not whatever year it was. 1990, June of 1990. The Live Cranfield Field, you sit on the second row at the end there. Would it be that day that God confronted you? Would it be that day that God showed you what you were? Yeah. And would it be that day, thank God, that the Holy Ghost started pulling on you?
Yeah.
Amen. It did stop until he pulled you in.
That's right.
And repentance and faith. And put a divine nature in you.
Yeah.
A new nature is what it was.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God, give your life eternal, cause you love him because he first loved us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Thank God, that's me. Amen. 34 years ago, I'm telling you, would that be the reason? Or if you just go through religious motion, and I just hope I'll make it. I just hope I'll make it, boys. I've been preaching a while. That don't mean nothing. What means is what he did. My preaching will never get me no further than hell. The only preacher that will preach is the Holy Ghost in him. And I'm talking about the works of man will take you nowhere but to hell. Oh, I'm just hanging on. I hope I make it one day is what people say. I hope I do. Son, he was slaughtered for me. What else do I need? He's enough, ain't he, Brother Todd? Assurance is enough in that. Where's your assurance at tonight? You say, I hope I'm saved. Where's your assurance at? Is it in you or is it in what he done for you? And who he is before you? That's enough. What he done's enough. He died for us. Third day, rose again. Bodily, on his own power, resurrected. And what? Nobody could keep him in there. They put guards before it and paid them to watch it and told a bunch of lies after he resurrected. Didn't say anything. The stone wasn't moved that he had to come out. It was moved, thank God, to take a look in.
Yeah, right.
And see his linen clothes laying there.
That's right.
Amen. Thank God. He could have called Lazarus through the stone.
Right. Sure.
If he had wanted to.
Yeah.
You say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, you don't believe nothing anyhow.
Nope.
God bless him. You say, that's impossible. It's impossible for a man, ain't got to be born in the world, in the eyes of man, and not have an earthly father. But the virgin had a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Hey, believest thou this? You believe that? Do you know, people say, you mean you believe the Bible? I mean, you know there's a lot of errors in that Bible.
They say, wait a minute, I've read the Bible. There's things in there. And I can't understand it. I said, well, it's a spiritual book. It's got to be taught by God, not by man. I didn't go to the university to preach what I'm preaching. I'm preaching what the Holy Ghost told me, and I know. And it ain't because you said it. I can learn through you. And I have learned through you. And the witness of God. But there has to be somebody else to get in these here to get in this
heart.
He sacrificed himself. He become our sacrifice. He come, he said, he come there, you'll learn this one day. Learn the God. He'll say, son, I died for you. I died for you. I gave myself for you. That you would be saved and I'd have you as mine. Is he enough? What he done is enough? It's enough. There ain't one thing you can put your hand to it. There's no man to receive any glory from it. Not the preacher that preached. In fact, I told somebody one day, I said, you know what they can put on that sign out there? This is the church at Westside. We baptized by immersion. And the pastor's not anything. That's what Paul said. I know that's hard people. They did just hurt us, you know, say, man, we put out there. He said, the man that preached the word, he said, he has some water and some soul, but amen, God give increase. He said, we're not anything. It's God that gives increase. Yeah. Boy, that carries people's pride down. That image, you know. I want people to recognize me. If y'all would, I appreciate it. All you need to recognize him. If I could ever point anybody to him through the Spirit, it'd be the greatest thing ever did. Yeah. The greatest thing ever did.
Yeah.
I didn't know you and you didn't know me. And I was doing it sincerely from my heart the best I knew. And that's why God saw fit to use it, because I couldn't say, look what I did.
Right. Yeah.
And God gave the increase.
Sure, that's right.
Why? He swallowed. He was swallowed. Yeah. He died to save. He had to, Brother Todd. He had to become that sacrifice. Bless the Lord for it.
Amen. You glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
Well, he's got a few amens out of it.
Right.
If I said, amen, you glad you got $1,000? You said, amen. You glad you're saved?
Amen.
Listen, friend, everything else is temporal. This is eternal. This is eternal. He died, thank God, to give us eternal life.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing the word. Amen.